This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Blissed? Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Well, I'm blissed, except I want to read you a letter when we're ready.
We're ready.
Well, this letter I was just finishing as we got on. It's to Lynn Britton, president of Merciless Hospital in Springfield, Missouri. Dear Mr. Britton, 3 weeks ago, I made the mistake of choosing to have done at Mercy Hospital a cardiac calcium score. To date, my referring physician and I have been unable to receive a report. I have to assume that the cardiologists responsible for this report are either incompetent or so busy they cannot perform adequately. In either case, I shall inform my family and everyone I can that under no circumstance should they go to Mercy for cardiac care. Yours, Merciless.
Wait a minute. Dr. Sheely, we just announced this on worldwide radio.
I mean to announce it everywhere. I'm furious. This is unacceptable. 3 weeks to get a report on a simple test.
Yeah.
It's unacceptable.
Well, okay. When I was broadcasting in Springfield, Missouri, on a local radio station there, I read a letter very much the same as what you just read, and I'll tell you what, as a result of the multiple times that I've talked about businesses in Springfield, Missouri, like Mercy Hospital, which used to be called St. John's, by the way. Used to be a Catholic
hospital.
Just
as bad, both ways.
Yeah. I read a letter very similar, and, ultimately, after talking about Mercy Hospital and Ridgecrest Baptist Church and a coin store in Springfield, Missouri, I ended up in the front office. And did I ever tell you about this?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, I'm not going to mention whose office, but I'm sure you know. So I was in the front office, and it was kind of like this. Hey, Vinny, they love you. We love you. They really love you. You have a good show. They love you. We love you. And by the way, if you just stop talking about a couple things, it'd be great. Now, I thought it was a suggestion. It was not a suggestion, Dr. Sheely. And that's why you don't see me on Thursdays in Springfield after your show. But anyway, you can't talk about certain things or management gets upset. And I know that you mentioned the hospital. Wow, you mentioned your displeasure with the hospital before, and the radio station lost what, $30,000 worth of advertising revenue as a result?
$60,000. And I hope I can cost them $6 billion now.
Well, we can keep talking about it.
Nonsense is nonsense.
Yes, yeah, it is. I got, my father was there, and he died in the hospital. And so his doctor leaves me a voicemail, says, sorry about your dad. That was it. That was it. And I was so angry. I was so angry about the poor care that my dad received at Mercy Hospital and the care that he did not get from his doctor there, that I wrote a 3-page letter to Mercy Hospital, and I fired my dad's doctor, and he happened to be my doctor and my son's doctor, and I just said, you know, he's fired. And I wrote a letter to the chairman of the board, actually the entire top management, and they actually responded. They thought I was going to sue them. They really did. And they backed down. I did not sue them. But it's a miserable, miserable hospital. And frankly, I don't. Where do we go, Dr. Shuley? Do we go to the other hospital?
Do we go
to Cox?
I'm not sure that Cox Baby is any better. But I can truthfully say that under no circumstance will I go there for anything.
Okay. And you're not recommending Mercy Hospital to anyone for any reason?
Under any circumstance, I would suggest go to Cox. And if I learn something's bad about them, I'll say, okay, give it up. Go to Bolivar.
Okay. Well, and Bolivar, Bolivar, that's a old town in Missouri. Bolivar, the former mayor, I believe, was a cardiologist, wasn't he?
Exactly.
And he removed fluoride from his municipal water supply.
That is
when
true.
He was mayor. Yeah. And he did it a different way. He was very clever about it. He didn't say it's going to kill us. It's going to calcify the pineal gland. It's going to make us obese. He didn't say that. He said, we can't afford it.
Yeah.
And that's how he did it. He did it by the financial means. Well, speaking of finance, Dr. Shuley, I have a moral, ethical, medical, and financial dilemma that it's not mine. It's not mine, but it's been placed in my lap, and I'll tell you how it happened. I was talking with one of our instructors, and this topic came up. So I'm not going to say it relates to one of our instructors or not. I'm going to leave that vague. But here's the situation. Veterans, if they have been damaged physically as a result of their service, and if they go to the Veterans Administration Hospital, they are prescribed medications. And from what I understand, if a veteran is prescribed a medication and he or she does not take that medication, the disability benefits stop. It's like they just stop. So there's a financial incentive for the veterans to take the medications as prescribed. Now, it'd be one thing to say if you're meeting with your doctor and your doctor says, are you taking your medication? And the person could say, well, sure, and actually not take the medication. And that's a lie. And I have a problem with that. But I also have a problem with taking medication that we know is harmful. Well, here's
that's
the situation.
That's all medication.
Yes, yes.
There's single one that doesn't have harmful effects.
So this situation that we're talking about is metoprolol. And we talked about that, you know, on our last broadcast together.
Yeah.
So the veterans are being tested for the residual metoprolol in their system, and if they don't have it and if they are prescribed it, then their benefits, and this is what I'm told, get cut off. So we have the financial dependence on the payments from the VA disability benefits, because we've got disabled people as a result of their service. They've been wounded. They're prescribed medication, but they don't want to take it. But if they don't take it, they lose their benefits, and they're being tested for it. So here's the ethical and moral dilemma. Do they take it just before they go to the visit, and then get off it right after? I mean, do they game the system because they don't want to take it more? I mean, more than the absolute minimum to get through the test? I mean, are we prepping for the test? What, Dr. Shealy, what do we do in a situation like that where we're actually financially dependent on these benefits because we can't work, literally can't work because we're disabled, can't get hired, lose our house, lose our apartment, whatever it might be? Or do we game the system? And is there a way? Hypothetically.
Don't ask, don't tell. You know, the let's face it. Can you think of any government facility, organization, et cetera, that is ethical, honest, helpful? Give me one.
How much time do I have? I can't think. Dr. Shealy, no, of course not. I can't think of one. I mean, I've been thrown out of one line after another at DMV. You know, you go to a city and you get in DMV and they throw you out of line. You know, you get in a line that you think it's the right line and it says you should be there, and then they say, no, you're in the wrong line. Get in line again over there. No, I can't think of anything because they issue permits. They issue licenses for things that we should not need a license nor a permit for. They tax us into oblivion. And if you look over history, governments have committed genocide against their own people. I mean, even the United States, we've had slavery. We have imprisoned people. We have chained them. I mean, we've chained them to the grindstone and under the threat of death. We're horrible. We're just as horrible as everybody else. I mean, the Third Reich was doing a cleansing, and they weren't the only ones. The Ottoman Empire did it. I mean, it's history is replete with this.
Hey, guess what the latest one is? Your CDC,
mm-hmm.
The Center for Disease Contamination.
Okay.
Is drafting federal recommendations that all men at any age be circumcised.
Really?
Yep.
Why?
Because in Africa, it has been demonstrated that circumcision lowers the risk of HIV 50%.
Okay, in Africa, the World Health has immunized hundreds of thousands of people, and they now have AIDS.
I know.
Immunized against smallpox, and now they have AIDS. Let's talk more about the circumcision when we come back. Dr. Norman Shealy and I will be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing pressed to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Shuley's with us, and Dr. Shuley just made us aware that the CDC is advocating circumcision for all males. Dr. Shuley, and they're doing it because they say that circumcision of males reduces the HIV infection risk by 50 to 60%. Well, isn't it the World Health Organization that brought HIV to Africa through the smallpox vaccinations?
Well, there's no question that the World Health Organization, the UN, are part of the evil empire. No. So, what do you expect?
I was watching a video last night. I've become interested in watching some YouTube documentaries on the screen in the kitchen with Mrs. Finelli and my mom. And we were watching last night specifically Ted Turner, a piece we've seen over and over where Ted Turner was talking about population reduction. He basically said, I mean, no two ways about it. There are too many of us. We're burning too much fuel. We're making too much stuff. We're consuming too much stuff. And as a result of our consumption, we are going to kill ourselves. And the way to prevent us all from dying is to limit population so we don't produce as much and we don't consume as much and we don't burn so much fuel and burn so much oxygen in these fires that we create in our internal combustion engines, our diesel engines, our generation of power through natural gas and coal and so forth. So basically said there are too many of us. And then Bill Gates was on the same video.
And, well, there's another part of the evil empire, to say the least.
Right, right. And what he said was very interesting. He said, you know, these vaccines are going to save lives. But, you know, you have to read between the lines of what these guys say. And what he's talking about is we vaccinate, you know, these third world countries to save lives. But the understanding for most of us would be that we would vaccinate a person to save that person's life. And I don't think that's what he means at all. What he means, in my opinion, is that we vaccinate these third world people to save our lives. Because they're burning our oxygen, they're consuming our resources. So if we get rid of them, we will save lives. Our lives, not theirs. I really think that's what he means.
Yeah, well, I would not even begin to try to understand what he or anyone else says, but common sense is lacking as usual.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shuley, we have a post on our website, and it's about blue light. Now, what I'm finding very, very interesting is you're talking about things on the radio that seem to make it to the news months or weeks later. And one of the things that you've talked about, and we've talked about falling asleep watching television, that, you know, got to have some background noise. Well, you've been talking about, you know, this bluish light that comes out of the screen of a television. And you said it's not good. It's not good for us. It messes up our ability to sleep, and ultimately can damage our health. Well, there's a post on the web on our website. We have a link there. It says a study decoding blue light's mysterious ability to alter body's natural clock. And let me read just the first sentence of this post. A study funded by the National Institute of Health is unraveling the mystery of how blue light is from residential and commercial lighting, electronic devices, and outdoor lights can throw off kilter the natural body clock of humans, plants, and animals, leading to disease.
Right.
That's what it says. So if we have these artificial lights, these electronic lights, if we're growing food in a factory and we use artificial light, that can lead to, according to what I'm reading, lead to disease of the plants as well as lead to disease of humans under those lights. When we come back, can we talk a little bit more about lighting and natural light and the health effects of natural light and vitamin D and so forth?
You bet.
Yeah, Dr. Shuley's with us. Dr. Shuley, MD, PhD, and author and broadcaster. We'll be right back.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys 3-square meal unit sale is just the ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving 3-square meals unit. One case normally $164.37. Sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and 3-square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Dr. Shuley, my understanding is that the human body uses light to regulate chemical and biological processes. And if we don't have the natural light that that we should, our bodies just won't respond in an optimal way. Is that correct?
Absolutely. No question about it. You know, natural light is where we evolved, however you want to look at it. And the evidence is quite strong. John Ott, in my opinion, is the great master on this whole subject of light and the various health benefits of light. He demonstrated unequivocally that fluorescent lights, for instance, are harmful to your brain, at least, to the mind and the way you function. And that's even not even if you're just sitting under them. It's because the light itself changes your biochemistry.
Okay, Dr. Shuley, that being said, I'm thinking about just about every work environment, okay? Just about every work environment. So a person goes to the office and sits behind his or her computer. Let's say a person works at an insurance agency or a retail outlet, okay? They are almost certainly under fluorescent lighting.
Yeah.
They are almost certainly in front of some kind of a terminal, whether it be a cash register or a computer terminal. They're typically those computer terminals or screens are within 12 to 18 inches from their face, and they're being blasted with this artificial light. What's the answer?
Well, it would cost them very much to replace them. I mean, they could buy the bulbs and replace them in their area with full spectrum lights. There are full spectrum fluorescent lights as well as regular lights. And so if I had to work in such an environment, I'd want to get my lights changed.
Okay. Since you mentioned full spectrum fluorescent lights, back in 1980, I was in California, and I was spending some time working on a satellite communications. I was one of the founders of a satellite communications corporation. We manufactured satellite communications equipment. And one of the guys that I worked with went and spent way more money than would typically be spent on fluorescent tubes. His name is Bert Bertonis. And he said, no, Vinny, these lights make you feel good. Those cool white and warm white, no, they're not working biologically properly for us, with us. They're work if we want to have lighting and we want to feel good and we want to be creative and we want to develop the best products, we're going to have to work with full spectrum fluorescent lighting. So he put in full spectrum fluorescent lighting in the work areas where we were. Now, in the rest of the company, we rented space from this company. They used the regular cool white and warm white lights, but not us. Our end of the company, we had the full spectrum lights. And you know what? We did feel better. We really did. The other end of the company was gloomy. It seemed to me that the people weren't as happy as we were. And we were under the full spectrum fluorescent lighting. And he said that, you know, if you just live in a cave, you cannot be healthy because you don't have natural light. And the closest thing that we are able to come to natural light would in the fluorescent world is the full spectrum fluorescent light tubes. And do you agree with that, Dr. Shuley?
Absolutely. Just no question.
Okay. Okay, so class, if you want to look it up, just look up full spectrum, F-U-L-L, spectrum, fluorescent lights. And I'll do that and I'll at some point during the broadcast and we can talk more about it. So if we can't do that, Dr. Shuley, let's say we work at Walmart and those lights are like 25 feet up.
we won't go there.
Okay, so we have to quit. Can't work at Walmart. But we can certainly fix it if we have a home business. We can just change, if we have fluorescent lighting, change those to full spectrum. What about taking breaks and looking outside, you know, getting some some light, some natural light through our eyes. Is that where we need it, or do we need it on our skin as well?
Yes. You know, outside light is the best. And there are other benefits, of course, than just to the eyes when you're outside. Even if your face is exposed, that's, you know, halitosis, better no breath at all. So any amount of time that you can spend outside is healthier than any amount of time inside. It's that simple.
Okay. All right. So class, if you're inside, and here's what I'm hearing, putting all this together. Let's say you don't have a job right now. You're between jobs, as they say. And you're watching TV inside for all day and all night. It's not healthy. So you're going to need to change the focal point of your eyes so that you're focusing away from that screen. If you're watching a computer screen, you know, most of the day, you need to focus near and far. And you need to have light entering your eyes from outside. And you need to have light on your skin outside. And I've said it, and you've said it, Dr. Shuley, on this broadcast many, many times. When we were children, we were told, go outside, get some sunshine. Go get some sunshine. So to be healthy, I think we're going to have to live as nature intended us to live. And that's under sunlight.
I do.
And, you know, before the broadcast, Mrs. Finelli said something to me. She said, would you ask Dr. Shuley something for me? And I said, sure. She said, why is it that she has more energy on sunny days than gloomy, overcast days? Now, I don't want... the first thing she says to me every morning is, what a great day! And it can be overcast. It's not like she's depressed or gloomy. She's always got a bright smile, and she's always happy, and she always puts the positive spin on things. But she asked, why does she have more energy on sunny days than overcast type days? Why is that?
Well, it's because actually of the ultraviolet component. And obviously, you're not getting that inside, but I have a feeling that just knowing that the sun is shining does almost as much good as being out in it to some extent. But there's very good evidence that just 10 minutes of exposure to full sunlight will actually improve your mood, energy, for the rest of the day.
Well, I can tell you that the first time we did an experiment with full spectrum lighting was in the conference room, and that's where the discussions about customers would come into our conference room in California. And we would discuss, the purchases that they were going to make from us. And we wanted them to feel as good as possible. Now, this wasn't tricking them into buying anything, but we didn't want to put any dampers on anything either. So we wanted to be at our best. We wanted them to be at their best. We wanted them to understand what they were doing and what we were doing, what the products could and couldn't do and those kinds of things, and feel good about it. And it actually works. I mean, it's not a panacea, but you certainly feel better in my estimation as well. And I think you hit the nail right on the head, Dr. Shuley, about the ultraviolet. And I'm looking at eBay right now. So you can buy full-spectrum fluorescent lights about between $12 and $14 a piece. Okay, those would be the compact fluorescents. So I'm going to do some more research on the 40 watt or 34 watt 4 foot tubes as well as we progress with the broadcast.
Now you can.
One of the things that,
if you don't have those regular, tube fluorescents, the little spiral fluorescent tubes that are full daylight, called equivalent daylight, mm-hmm. are very inexpensive. Mm-hmm. You can buy them for $4.47 each.
There you go.
And that's 100 watt equivalent. And, of course, if you, you know, have the opportunity, I would strongly recommend using those because they don't put out nearly as much electromagnetic contamination as the tubes do.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. I found on eBay some Sylvania full spectrum bulbs, and it looks like I can't tell how many it's in a case, but it looks like you get they're about $8 a piece for the 40 watt.
For 100 watt?
And one of the things that I've done, for the 40 watt 4 foot tubes, one of the things that I've done, Dr. Shealy, is I've wrapped the cathode and anode ends of those fluorescent tubes with a piece of aluminum foil about 2 inches wide.
Right.
To help reduce the electromagnetic radiation from coming out of the ends of the fluorescent tubes. And so basically, if you want to do that class, all you do is you take a piece of aluminum foil, fold it into double thickness, and about 2 inches wide, wrap that around the end of the fluorescent tube where the glass meets the end cap, but do not allow it to touch the pins. And you can put a piece of tape on it to hold it, you know, in a band around the fluorescent tube, and put one at each end. And it will help reduce the electromagnetic radiation emitted from the fluorescent tubes. And that's what we do here at the farm. Oh, no. Okay. We're going into a break. Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and we're talking about lighting. One of the things that I'd like to talk about is bacon. When we come back, we talk about bacon, nitrites, nitrates, and are they bad for us, and can we mitigate the effects of that, or do we just stop eating bacon? Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and by the way, you can listen to him on Hay House Radio.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com. Or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055. 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters. Because basements won't save your family.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball? Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Watch it. Like, it's going to be sliding.
What are today's
hot
cheetahs?
Take my... When you go to...
For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy is with us, and... When I was growing up, my dad was telling me that sodium nitrite and the nitrates in bacon were harmful for us. And he used to teach chemistry, and he said, here's what we're going to do. We are going to dissolve those nitrates and nitrites in water before we cook the bacon. So he would boil the bacon in a pan of water, and then he would discard that liquid, add more water to the pan, boil the bacon, discard that, and then cook bacon in the traditional method because of his concern about the nitrites and nitrates being carcinogens. Dr. Shealy, nitrates and nitrites are in hot dogs and other foods, probably even, even beef jerky. Do we need to be concerned about nitrates and nitrites, or is that a myth?
The interesting thing about it is that we can convert nitrates and nitrites to nitric oxide.
Mm.
And yet I've been aware of this business about the carcinogenic and negative effects of them. There is some evidence that if you take adequate vitamin C, it totally prevents any of the harmful effects of the nitrites and nitrates. And so, my feeling is that everybody should be taking 2 grams a day anyway, all adults at least, because we need at least that much vitamin C just to be healthy. I don't know. I've never heard of boiling it first, but that does make sense, that it would remove the nitrates and nitrites. Almost certainly.
Yeah, it would remove some of them. And my dad used to talk about water being the universal solvent. So, you can almost clean anything with water. I mean, there are other agents that are better than water for some things. Like if you want to degrease your engine in your car, you know, water's not the best, but you know, if you work at it with water, it still is the universal solvent. So if you you can move the nitrites and the nitrates into the water and then discard the water. Now, one of the things that we do when we cook bacon is, because we live on a farm, we don't want to pour that bacon fat down the drain, and we don't even want to pour the water that we boiled the bacon before cooking down the drain. So what we'll do, believe it or not, we have a gravel driveway, and we will either pour it, you know, on the gravel driveway spread over vast area, or we'll just actually spray it on the grass. You know, take that pan and just fling it so it's distributed, on the grass, and it doesn't seem to be a problem. It's the sunlight acts on it, and ultimately it doesn't cause any problems at all. But compared to going down the drain and clogging the drain and the septic system, so do you think that we're doing the right thing, or are we just wasting our time with this procedure? And by the way, our children hate it when I cook bacon. they say it has no taste at all. It's just there. And it's kind of a stretch. It does have some taste, but it really does not taste like restaurant bacon when you do that. It takes a lot of the flavor out, no question.
I think we need to carry this on into the next hour, because I've just found some stuff that's very important about this whole business.
Okay. All right, and let's tie that to jerky, beef jerky, if that's possible, because one of the things that people do in the preparedness mindset is they make beef jerky, and I've been making beef jerky, and it has an agent, it's a chemical compound called a cure that you mix with the meat, and you let it cure 24 hours before you start the dehydration process. Well, that's got the nitrites in it too. So I use way less than they say. And, my son asked me if I'm trying to kill myself by not using the right amount of cure that the, package calls for. But I use about half, and it seems to work for me. So if you've got some information on making beef jerky, or you'd like to call in, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Dr. Norman Shealy, Pin Finelli, USAPreparedness.com. We'll be back right after the top of the hour's news and commercial announcements.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver Liquid, valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel, priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver Giveaway at GCNLive.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.